ஸ்ரீகுருப்பியோ நம. அப்ரமம் பங்கரஹிதம் அஜடம் விமலம் சதா ஆனந்ததீர்த்தமத்லம் பஜேதாபத்ரயாபஹம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்சன விசக்ஷண ஜெய்தீர்த்தாகத்த நிர்பாசதாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்பித கல்போயம் பிரத்யத்தி கஜகேசரி வியாசதீர்த்த குருபூயாத் அஸ்மதிஷ்டாத்த சித்தையே தபோ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானஹம் வாஜிராஜ குருன் வந்தே ஹேக்ரீபதாஷயான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சச்சிதர்மரதாய பதத்தாங் கல்பருக்ஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துருவாதி துவாந்தரவையே வைஷ்ணவேந்தீவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீராகவேந்திர குருவே நமோ அத்தியந்தையாளவே ஆபாதமௌழி பரியந்தம் குருநாமாக்தம் ஸ்மரே தேன விக்னாஹ பிரஷ்யந்தி சித்தியஞ்ச மனோரதாஹ ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. நாவு விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாமத வி ஆர் டூயிங் டு இங்கிலீஷ் செஷன் டுடே விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம. ஸோ ரிஷி தேவதா சந்தஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்டார்ட் அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணு திவ்யசஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீவேத வியாசோ பகவான் ருஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன்நாராயணோ தேவதா ஸ்ரீலக்ஷ்மீ நாராயண பிரசாத சித்திதேஜபே விநியோக ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம. ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் விஷட்காரோ பூத பவ்ய பவத் பிரபு பூதகுத் பூதபுத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவ்யபுருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞோக்ஷரேவச யோகோ யோக விதாம் நேதா விதானபுருஷேஸ்வர நாரசிம்ஹபுஷ்ரீமான் கேசவ புருஷோத்தம சர்வசர்வசிவஸ்தானுர் பூதாதிர்நிதிரவீஹ சம்பவோ பாவனோ பர்த்த பிரபவ பிரபுரீஸ்வர ஸ்வயம்பூ சம்புராஜ்யா புஷ்கராட்சோ மகஸ்வன அநாதிநோதாதா விதாதா தாதுருத்தம. வி ஆர் டூயிங் சர்வ சப்த விசா சம் மீனிங்ஸ் ஃபார் தட். This is one of the very few words where there is lot of scope for any sadhaka to do guna anusandhana, because sarvaha means everything. So what happens is everything means whatever we saw, like, you know, lot of words meanings, they kind of, you know, get absorbed in that. So, you know, we say in harikathamsa vandrupadul anantarupagalu ஒன்று குணகுணல் குணதொழு அனந்த குணகளு பொந்திப்பவு குணகண சகித. ஸோ பேசிக்கலி இன் ஒன் குண ஆஃப் பரமாத்மா வி கேன் சி மல்டிபிள் குணாஸ். பிக் தட்ஸ் வை வென் வி கே விசே லைக் நோ பகவந்தா விசே ஹீ ஷட் குணைஸ்வரிய சம்பன்னா ஹி ஹேஸ் சிக்ஸ் குணாஸ். அண்ட் சம்டைம்ஸ் விசே ஹி ஹேஸ் அனந்த குணாஸ். சம்டைம்ஸ் விசே ஹி ஹேஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஒன் ஸ்வதந்திர குணா அண்ட் ஆல் த குணாஸ் கேன் பி இன்கார்பரேட்டட் இன் தட் ஒன் குணா. ஸோ திஸ் ஆல் திஸ் கேன் பி understood from the background that any guna that is there in Paramatma, it will be brought out by one guna, Swatantra guna. Swatantra guna alone can bring and talk about Paramatma, about all his qualities. So this Ananta gunatva, the qualities of Paramatma, which are infinite, can be conceived. It's a lot easier with this word sarvaha. Sarvaha means everything. And in fact, this gives confusion also to Advaitis, you know, because they say sarvam khalvidam brahma, God is everything, everything is God. So they think God is same as everything. That means swarupataha, they are identical. That means if God is stone, stone is God. So God becomes a stone, like, you know, he becomes everything. He changes himself into everything. And everything that we see in this world, jada chetanatma jagat, everything is God himself. So this kind of a understanding, faulty understanding, also comes from that. And this word sarvaha itself actually removes all that faulty understanding, because when we say everything is God, basically it is like an abbreviation to say everything, it is about God, everything comes from God. So like Tritiya Bhakti, everything happens because of God, everything comes from God, and everything is for the sake of God, and everything is of God. That means it belongs to God. He is the owner of everything, and everything is inside God. Locative case, Saptami Bhakti. So Adhi Saptami Adhikarane. So he is the repository of everything. So everything kind of rest in him. So he is like sarva gunatva vidhayaka. So this concept can be easily understood, this word sarva. So we saw, like, you know, Sarva Gunapurnatva. He is like, you know, he has all the qualities we saw. And Sarva, all the activities, like, you know, the creation and Palana is like, you know, the sustenance. And then annihilation, Niyamana, that is control. And Jnana, Ajnana, knowledge and ignorance. And Bandha and Moksha, bondage and Samsara. I mean, so bondage in Samsara and then Moksha, the relief from the bondage of Samsara. All these eight activities, that is, in this world, all this can be kind of thought of, every activity that happens in this universe, that can be categorized into one of these eight categories. So all these eight functionalities are done by Paramatma. So this much we saw. And in addition to that, so he is Sampurna Samarthya, you know, like, you know, he is Srashta, Pata, Samvatta, Niyantata, Prakashita, Yata Sarvasya Tenaham Sarvo Asmi Iti Rushibhi Stutaha, Narada Purana, we saw that. And then we saw this, like, you know, he is Sampurna Samarthya. Samarthya means capability. So that means he is capable of doing anything, everything. So in fact, this kind of leads to some people's statement, can God create a stone that he cannot lift? This kind of statements, like, you know, people give. So the fault with such statements is, can God, because if God creates everything, he can create anything and he can lift anything. So we are kind of putting clash against one quality of God against another quality of God, just to put like a seesaw. If this goes up, that goes down. So this question is invalid, because when we say that God is sarvasamartha, he is capable of everything, that means his capability, one capability, should not be clashing with another capability. Because then what you are saying is, okay, either you forego this capability or forego that capability. That itself is an invalid statement, because when we say he is capable of everything, he creates anything means he creates anything that can be created. But if we say that, you know, can he create a stone that he cannot lift, you are... We are actually, what we are doing is, we are putting one quality of Paramatma wedging against another quality of Paramatma. So that is Sampurna Samarthya is there, means his samarthatva of one should not be put against the samarthatva of another one. That's why the Sampurna Samarthya, if we understand, we see like this kind of statements which are like paradoxical do not make sense, because the definition, the fault in them is self-implication. That means it implies itself, like, you know, a self-implicating flaw is there in that. So that's why it's not a valid statement. And then the next is, like, you know, he's sarvajna, he knows everything. So he knows everything at all times. So sarva sampurna samarthyat sarvasya sarvada jnanat sarvam enam pratakshate. In Mahabharata Udyoga Parva, you know, there's Krishna, like, you know, where he goes for Rayabara. So he is always, at all times, he has all the knowledge about everything. So that's why we call him Sarva. So Sarvada, Sarvasya, Sarvajnanat, Sarvam, Enam. So he is Sarva, because always, in all things, he has all the knowledge. That's why he's called Sarva. So that's another meaning of Sarva. And in the beginning, I talked about how Advaitins, they get like, you know, God is everything. So God cannot be different from Jivas. God is Jiva. Jiva is God. So is Jivatma Paramatma Abheda is also conceivable with this word Sarva. Because God is everything. That means God should be, every single Jiva should be God. So that means Jiva and Paramatma Abheda, we have to think about it. This is how they will argue. For that, what happens is, in Gita Bhashya, Padma Purana, Acharya quotes. So this kind of, whenever this discussion comes, that God is everything. So there, like, you know, Brahma Arpana, Brahma Havir, Brahma Gna, Brahmana Hota, Brahma is Arpana, Brahma is this, Brahma is that, means Tvad Adhinam Yatas Sarvam, Atas Sarvo Bhavaniti, Vadanti Munayaha Sarve, Natu Sarvas Swarupataha. Padma Purana tells this, which is common sense. like in a, even in world real worldly affairs, when we say like, you know, I always give this example, when Bill Gates founded the Microsoft, you know, people said Bill Gates is Microsoft, but actually he is not Microsoft, but and he's not even like every employee, he's not every wall, he's not every like furniture there, he is not the company itself. But when we say Microsoft is Bill Gates or Bill Gates is Microsoft, what people implied is was that he controlled everything. Everything in that is like, you know, under his decision. There, actually, he never pervaded all the employees. He never pervaded the furniture. Even like, you know, he did not have control in many things. But with whatever control he had, people used the statement of equality to imply the absolute control. If that is the case, God, he pervades, he has absolute control, a lot more, he's omnipresent, omniscient. In that case, what is wrong in saying that God is everything? That means everything is under control of God. And that is conveyed by this Padma Purana quote, Tuvad Adhinam, under your control, Yataha Sarvam, because everything is under your control, Ataha, for that reason, Sarvo Bhavaniti, you are described as everything, because everything is under your control. And that's why Vadanti Munayaha Sarve, all the wise people, knowledgeable people, they say Sarva, they call you Sarva, because everything is under your control. Natu Sarva Swarupataha. So that does not mean you are everything, means everything is by Swarupa, by their own form, is non-different from you. That's not what it means. It does not mean that you are same as everything. You control everything. That's why you are called Sarva. So this is Padma Purana quote in Gita Bhashya for the Sloka 24, when that Sloka is explained. That's what Acharya is told. And then another meaning that we can see is, he is Sarvaswami, Sarvasya Atmane Namaha. So he is the Swami of everything, and he is Vodaya. We call it Vodaya, means Lord. He is Lord of everything. So that's why he is called Sarva. And he is Sarva Antaryami. Antaryami means he, you know, like look at how God, somebody can control everything by being outside itself. One doesn't have to be present inside. Like, you know, for somebody to control some other person or some other object, the person doesn't have to get inside that. He can control from outside also. So in that way, does it mean that God controls everything from outside? Does it mean that means? No. He is not only controlling everything, he controls everything both from inside and outside. It's absolute control, and the control comes from his forms, which are inside all those things, and also from all his forms, which are outside. That means the control is total and absolute. He controls everything by being inside everything, and also he controls everything by being outside everything. You know, one crude example that we can think about is like in a balloon. Balloon, there's air inside, there is air outside. The air inside gives certain shape to the balloon, and the air outside also makes that balloon have only that much shape, that kind of a shape. So the air is present inside and outside, and it makes the balloon to have a particular shape. So the same way, the God is present inside and outside everything. He gives existence, he gives shape, he gives strength, he gives sustainability, he gives powers, he gives ability to function, he gives liveliness, you know, living life force, and he provides livelihood, he gives energy. All that he does by being inside and outside, both he. So that's why he is Sarva Antaryami. Antaryami means Antaha Stitva Yamayati. Antaha means inside. He stays inside everything and controls everything. That's why it's called Sarva Antaryami. And in this sense only, Rudra actually praises Paramatma. And sarvasya atmane namaha sarva antaryamakatvat sarvanama janardhanaha nat sarva swarupatvat sarveshosav haridyataha. So from Brahmatarka Acharya quotes for that, that he is sarvasya atmanena maha rudra himself extols narayana saying you are sarvantaryami sarvasya atma. So this comes in Bhagavata. And also paramatma is sarva vyapaka, he pervades everything. So sarva vyapakatvat, because he pervades everything, he is called sarva. So this sarva vyapakatva is we saw in Vishwam, Vishnu, and all those also Vishwa Vyapaka. So this Vishwa Vyapakatva, we saw that there, and there in Gita also, Bhagavanta shows Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa is like his pervasion through the universe, how he pervades. So a lot of people have a wrong notion about the Vishwarupa Paramatma, like, you know, okay, when Arjuna requested Krishna, he takes whenever he wants, just he takes Vishwarupa. Then other times he just discards the Vishwarupa. So Vishwarupa is like, you know, it's something that like wearing a shirt. You know, Paramatma says, okay, now you're ready to see the Vishwarupa, I'll show you Vishwarupa. So he'll take up Vishwarupa. No, that's not really true. The real fact is Paramatma, in all his forms, he exists at all times. His Vishwarupa is not that he takes Vishwarupa, he shows Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa is present at all times, in all places, in all, everywhere, he is present in his Vishwarupa. But he showed Arjuna, Vishwarupa means not that he took up Vishwarupa, but already he has Vishwarupa, which is concealed from people, whoever, even the great devotees. So Paramatma revealed his Vishwarupa. He just made Arjuna see that Vishwarupa. So this Vishwa is all form, all pervading form. That's why this Vishwarupa, Sarva Vyapakatva is Sarvatva. He's called Sarva because he's Sarva Vyapi. And in his Vishwarupa and Gita, that's what is conveyed there, Vishwarupa. And there it said like, you know, Sarvam Ityakashe. So even like, you know, he's present everywhere. And also he pervades everything, and he gives, he is a giver of everything. That means anybody gets anything. You know, like somebody says, okay, I got a fruit from the tree. Paramatma is present in every part of the universe. He is present inside the tree, he is present inside the fruit, he is present inside the person who is taking the fruit, and he is making the tree grow up, he is making the fruit to form, he is making the person to have the desire to pick up the fruit, and he is present inside the person and gives him the strength to pick up the fruit, and the person picks up the fruit from the tree. So it is sarva vyapakatva, sarva kartrutva, and sarva danatva. He is the grantor of everything. That's why he is called Vishwa, means sarva prada. No, the another word that is used is he is sarva prada. And he is present, as I mentioned, in Prakriti, every force of the Prakriti. Like people get grains, food to eat, which happens because of the rains. And the rains are caused by Paramatma. Of course, we say the other Tattvabhimani Devatas, but they are there doing them with the support and help from Paramatma. Inside all those Tattvabhimani Devatas, Paramatma is present and giving them ability to function. So it may look that the rain god is giving the rain or the fire god is giving the fire. But as it comes in Upanishads, even the fire god, he does not have the ability to burn anything unless Paramatma grants him the power. So this kind of sarva datrutva, we call it, giver of everything. He is present in every tiny dot atom. Every molecule, every atom, every electron is present, and in between every two electrons, whatever space is there in between the electrons of one atom, that space also Paramatma is pervading. So this is his datrutva, by present, by being in the nature in many forms, he is the grantor of everything, anything that comes from the nature or that comes from anywhere else. Anywhere else anything comes, the grantor, the giver is Paramatma. This is what Paramatma is called Sarvaprada. ಸೊ ಸರ್ವಮಿತ್ಯಾಕಾಶೆ ಸರ್ವಃ ಸರ್ವಪ್ರದತ್ವಾತ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತೌ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಇನ್ ತೈತ್ತಿರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತು. ಸೊ ವೈಲ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಭಾಷ್ಯ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಸರ್ವಪ್ರದ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸರ್ವ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಸೇ ಲೈಕ್ ನ ಬಹೂನಾಂ ಜನ್ಮನಾಮಂತೆ ಜ್ಞಾನವಾನ್ ಮಾಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಸರ್ವಮಿತಿ ಸ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ ಸುದುರ್ಲಭ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ವೈದಿಕ ವಾಂಗ್ಮಯ ಹೀ ಸರ್ವಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರತಿಪಾದ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಶಬ್ದ ವಾಚ್ಯತ್ವ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ. He is propounded by all the words in entire Vaidika Vangma, in Veda, Shabdarashi, every, that's why the Raghunath Swami also in Pratasankalpa Gadya, he says, so Laukika Vaidika Bheda Bhinna Varnatmaka Dhvanyatmaka. So Laukika words, the worldly words that we say like, you know, okay, the wall, the chair, whatever worldly words you use, every letter of that, he is present inside the letter, and makes that letter exist. So that's why he is sarva shabda vachya, that means he is propounded by all the words, all the sounds, and that's why we call that sarva shabda vachyatva actually does not mean he is same, like, you know, a truna is there, he is called truna, that means the truna is not God. God is not the truna or blade of grass. Truna means blade of grass. God is inside the blade of grass and he makes the blade of grass exist. So we say God is the blade of grass. If we say what it means is even the blade of grass, trunamapi tena vina na chalati, tena vina trunamapi na chalati, without God even a truna cannot move. So everything is under the control of God. So that is what we convey when we say he is sarva shabda pratipadya. So this is how the word sarva is to be conceived. That's how we should construe, that's why we do should imagine, and this understanding sarva shabda itself is difficult, but at the same time it makes us progress to a great extent if we understand this word sarva. So this word is a very, very important critical word that should enable us to contemplate, to meditate upon the Paramatma, that he is sarva shabda vachya, and he is, no, like, that means the, when we say sarva shabda vachya, he is propounded by all the words. He is sarva shabda vachya means he is propounded by the word sarva itself. So sarva means everything, sarva means the word sarva. So he is propounded by the word sarva, he is propounded by everything in this universe. So in both ways he is sarva pratipadya. So he is sarva pratipadya, sarva shabda vachya. So this upasana of the Lord is very, 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 very useful for us. And, you know, like, you know, we always talk about Satruguna Upasana for human beings. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Atma. All these four Upasanas actually have Sarva, because he is Sat, means Sarva Dosha Rahita, Sat, he is responsible, or he is the reason behind the existence of everything. Sat, Chit. Chit means jnana, he is sarvajna, ananda, he is sarvananda. So sat, chit, ananda, atma, he is sarvatma. We saw that word also, atma, sarvatma. So all this sarva shabda upasana is actually there in every guna upasana. Sat, chit, ananda, atma, chaturguna upasana also are having this sarva as the underlying supporting force. So this understanding of the word sarva is very critical, and any other meaning that we look at Paramatma, you know, like we try to see, describe Paramatma, every single meaning will have to, like, you know, we say Vishnu, Vishnu sarva vyapaka, so there is a sarva is there. Any definition that we took so far, it has that sarva hidden in some way in that definition. So this sarva, understanding this word with respect to Paramatma, will give us a lot of scope to meditate, to contemplate upon Paramatma. So that's why this thing is very critical for this sarva. So that thing, you know, like, you know, we have to be, you know, very, very, what we call, like, you know, attentive to this word sarva, and that really helps us to a great extent to do our sadhana. So I'll pause it here. So any leftover meanings we'll see later. so that